Hey everybody, Thursday night once again, and here I am with Riff.
Hello.
Ready to rock you like a hurricane.
Whoosh.
Opening with some Ace of Bass.
Ace of Bass.
Do you remember that episode of South Park where they found the prehistoric Iceman who'd been?
No.
He'd been frozen in a glacier since like 1996. And yeah. They have him in his natural environment, and it's like a dorm room with a Fargo poster on the wall, and he's getting all mad at his computer because it was very difficult to connect to the internet in 1996. I don't remember if 96 was the actual. He was playing Ace of Base inside the environment constantly. It might have been earlier than 96. I don't remember. It was. I thought it was pretty funny.
Sounds good.
Hey, what have you been up to, Riff?
I've been playing the new Ratchet & Clank game on the PS3.
Oh, yeah?
It's pretty good. Stuff blows up very satisfyingly.
I never played any Ratchet & Clank
games. Pretty good. They've got some platforming, but it's like, it's minimal. It's mostly like run and gun type gameplay. And the weapons are elaborate and interesting.
I saw the... My knowledge of it comes entirely from the Penny Arcade comics about it.
Yeah.
You grab parts and build weapons out of parts?
Not exactly. Parts are, like, bolts are the currency used, and when you destroy monsters, little showers of bolts burst out of them. And
that's less fun.
Yeah.
So you just buy weapons?
Yeah.
That's less fun.
Well, as you use them, they level up. And in the new one, it's like a...
When they run out of hit points, do they die?
No. You can run out of ammo, but ammo is fairly well scattered across the landscape.
Are there any guns that shoot bolts?
No. There are some that... the part of the, one of the options in the upgrade path is to cause more bolts to drop out of your enemies when you kill them with it.
Hmm. Is there anything you can do that causes your weapon to generate more dots?
I don't think so.
Can you give it a negative 50 DKP enchantment? We need an item in the game.
Yeah, I think we need something that does that.
Maybe in the Mist quest, that can be a random enchantment on the rare.
Yeah.
Well, nothing like ruining a joke ahead of time.
Yeah.
Before we even put it in.
Yeah, I guess now we can't do it.
Hey, so Twilight Heroes is in beta.
Oh yeah, I heard about that. I haven't gone and looked. What's different? I heard that computers can be installed and function now.
Yeah, that's kind of neat, actually.
I'll have to log on and check it out because I had like one each of both the kinds of computers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When I quit.
I think you have to be a gadgeteer to use the positronic computer, though.
Crap.
But it doesn't do anything that the electronic one doesn't do. It's just it's interesting the way it works. Like you set it up to like decrypt those data plates that you get.
Yeah.
And it gives you an effect of like a certain amount of time that's what your computer is doing, and then once that effect runs out, you can go back and get the like data that it's decrypted, and then you can combine the data to make pieces of software that if they're running on the computer, you just get that as kind of a passive buff.
Oh, neat.
It is neat. Because, I mean, you know, the conceit is that you've got that watch that's communicating with your computer at home, like in this one movie that I don't remember what it's called from when I was a kid. Electric Dreams or something.
I'll have to ascend, because, like, I started out as a gadgeteer and then did everything that was possible and then swapped over to, like, Animal Master or something just to try something else out, and then discovered that you don't get to do the quests again.
Yeah. So. That's exactly what I did. Yeah. I started at, my first guy was a gadgeteer, then I re-transmogrified or whatever into the animal one, and then got tired of that and went back to a gadgeteer, which I am now. I'm not really into, like, power leveling, so...
Yeah.
I think, and I'm not positive that he did this, but he said when beta launched, he was going to reset everybody's quest flags.
Oh, cool.
So that you could start over and you could, like, you know, re-transmogrify or whatever. Although, I don't know if you can transmogrify into the class that you are. Because they just do it twice.
Yeah.
Or, I wonder if you have to take the computers out of your garage. Because that would be a way to cheat that system a little bit. It's too bad Hot Stuff doesn't play it more. We learn all kinds of ways to dirty exploit it. Anyway, you should check out Twilight Heroes. It's fun. We've been wanting to be able to talk about it for like a year.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that came out, like, he first started working on it, like, when we were in Boston last year.
Yeah, or I think that's true.
We were playing
yeah.
it then, at least. Yeah. Because I remember showing it to Mr. Mag once we were allowed to show it to people. And, I'm excited. It's, provided it's got a steady drip of, content, I mean, it's definitely something that I'll keep,
popping
in on, yeah.
I like the art style, too.
Who was I just talking to about Disgaea? Somebody had asked Mr. Skullhead if he'd ever played Disgaea on PS2.
I was talking with Lycra about that the other night.
Oh, you know what? I it was last night. I went out to this bar downtown with Aaron from the Mini Bosses, and we always just sit in bars where there's concerts playing and talk about video games instead of listening to the concert. It's like. Talked about this guy. His costume was awesome. He had the, like, full-body skeleton suit and a blonde wig, and he was Johnny from Cobra Con. Just super recognizable. Just
nice.
Exactly, really. It was neat. And it was funny watching, like, people come up who didn't recognize it. Think he was Beetlejuice or something. Have you seen the Homestar Runner Halloween cartoon?
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
I was very pleased at all the characters' costumes in that.
I'm surprised that they haven't run out of ideas.
Yeah.
Because they're always just so perfect.
Yeah, absolutely.
Every single time. Oh, let's see. Putinesca says, maybe you could add a bloodhound to the Bounty Hunter Hunter that sniffs out meat instead of items. I don't know that I really want... I think that the bottle rocket crossbow was really the last and biggest bone I was going to throw to meat farmers, because especially the placement of that new ultra, that is the only ultra rare that ever gets found now, the one on the beat. That's weird, because...
Yeah, from what I've heard, that's not the most efficient place to farm meat anymore.
Yeah, which leads me to believe that there are people who've just been mafia farming meat for, like, 2 years.
Yeah, and haven't actually been paying attention about anything else going on.
Yeah, I don't know. Because I think even if you don't try and... Well, I mean, I think you just can't. The drops from the castle, I don't think you can even sell them to anybody. It's just basically you auto-sell them, or you put them in the mall at minimum price and nobody ever buys them.
Yeah.
But
no, but I think including the auto sell,
yeah,
no, it's,
even without there is probably great. There is I have this old phone, really very early days of touch tone phones that was in my grandma's house that I always said that I would have in my office when I had an office, and this used to be my office. There's no phone line in my office now. But it's a very loud phone. I don't know why the phone just rang half of one time.
Yeah, that's weird.
Maybe it's connected to that printer, which every once in a while just has to do. It's like, startle you, cleaning cycle. Yeah, and also, meat drops isn't really a Bounty Hunter Hunter kind of thing.
Yeah.
Iluro Dragon says, wow, the models for the Sabertooth Lime on black shirts are fine. Do you think I can get the girl's phone number? I know. I think I'm funny, but I'm not. Yeah. The models for the Lime on black t-shirts are me and my wife. So that's why that's funny. Seems like a lot of people were excited about the calendar and the shirts. And luckily, great big rash of orders just in time for us to have a complete supply chain collapse on the t-shirts. The last batch of shirts that... God, this is infuriating. The last batch of shirts that were dropped off, just like a week went by, nothing happened, nobody called us.
Yeah, I heard about it, because the dude was on his honeymoon.
Yeah, the main guy that we talked to was gone, and just nobody else was doing anything the entire time. He has now been back for a couple days and just still hasn't fucking called or returned an email or anything, so we're done. We need to find a new print shop. Like, you know, you can run a business... Well, let's see. There are businesses that you can run when you're stoned all the time. And there are people who can be stoned all the time and run any business, but they are not them, and or this is not one of those businesses, because it's just, you know, Zly went in, and the shirts, the you know, boxes and boxes of shirts were sitting right where she set them down when she dropped them off in the first place.
Oh, my God.
And she said to them, I've been leaving messages. Oh, we don't answer that phone. Do you check the voicemail? No. So, even though that's, like, in the phone book, that's what it says, you know, and that's the only phone number that we know to get a hold of you, it's just a phone that you don't answer. Yeah, we all have cell phones. It's just, I imagine just talking to Homestar. Was anybody other than Rick, who, you know, was fine, but it's just like, fuck, dude, you know, it's a pain in the ass to switch to a new printer, because we have to, you know, I have to find the artwork and make sure that, you know, they're going to do it right, and
yeah.
Zly's going to have to go in with samples of the shirts to, okay, this is what we want this to look like, this is the size, you know, that kind of thing, and then if we have to switch again, it's another pain in the ass all over again, and so there was a certain amount of inertia that made me want to keep dealing with them, but, like, every time... when we don't need shirts really badly, they get them done in, like, a week. But when we do, it's just, like, you know, no call, no alacrity.
It's just ridiculous.
Yeah. And they seriously, they have a bunch of Mexican women that fold and print the shirts, and they are just stoned all the time. All of the people in the front office, like, half of them, you walk in there and you could just steal everything in there, and they wouldn't even notice. Like, you have to, like, go back into the employees-only section to even fucking find anybody to talk to half the time. Anyway, yes, I gotta say that the girl modeling the Lime on Black t-shirt is pretty fine. And no, you can't have her phone number. Because that's my phone number. Slightly Evil says, why don't the Wolf Knight's sword zap into his shield, likewise for the Snake Knight? Why doesn't the Wolf Knight's sword zap into his shield, likewise for the Snake Knight? Sorry for the ungrammatical previous question. Oh, that's okay, Slightly Evil. We don't, as a rule, have two-item zap sets. The only exception is when there is an outfit with two items, and that was kind of an accident. It's just items in outfits zap into other items in that outfit, except custom outfits. That'd be a cool way to... if that worked for custom outfits, that'd be a neat way to get yourself some, you know, extra Mr. Store items or whatever. oh, man, we should make all Mr. Store items zap into each other.
Including all the familiar larvae.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
That would be...
that would be insane. I'm not even sure what result of that would be.
Yeah, I feel like they would... I feel like every Mr. Store item would just totally stabilize in price in the mall, and no one would ever donate money ever again. Maybe we shouldn't do that. Landar II says, I have 947 kills with the Ragamuffin Imp, but do not show up on the most kills leaderboard. Is there some extra criteria I'm not meeting to be there? You know, we get that every once in a while. I don't know. I'm going to put that in my to-do list to check how the most kills leaderboard works. That code is very, very old. I don't think that I have to, like, whitelist familiars into it, because that would have been pretty stupid. But, wow. I think next Monday is going to be another Trivial Update bug fix Monday, because these are starting to pile up.
Is it going to be a manic Trivial Update bug fix Monday?
It could be. Could be. Although, you might also describe those as manic minor fixes. Prenequeezer, who is the mind behind Twilight Heroes. Yay, Prenequeezer. He's the same age as me and looks kind of like me.
Hmm.
And I've never seen us in the same place. The plastic pumpkin bucket isn't doing perfect elemental damage against the keg rider or keg tank. It will sometimes pick sleaze and do one damage and picks all elements equally. I wonder if I didn't make it so that only fires if the monsters are 100% physically resistant. It didn't occur to me until fairly late in the game to make physical resistance usable as like a kind of armored attribute, you know, where physical damage is just cut like in half.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Let's see. What's some text that the pumpkin bucket does? Hot foot. Yeah. Let's see. What does this say? If... Oh, I see. Alright, so if monster... Weird. So it's if the monster's special value is set to Fizz Resist, then it picks... It picks a random attack type from a list that does not include physical. Then it switches... That's weird, though. Okay, then it switches based on... Oh, weird. Okay. All right, so the way that I made it, this is kind of interesting. The way that it's interesting to me at least. The way that I made it work is okay. So it switches which attacks it picks based on the monster's elemental alignment, right?
Mm-hmm.
If the monster is physically resistant, it temporarily assigns the monster a random elemental alignment, so that it will pick a random elemental attack rather than a physical attack. I need to just completely change the logic on that to get that to make any kind of sense. I think that was... You know, and it would be picking them evenly, too, because it's randomly picking an attribute that it then thinks the monster is, and then it's picking an element to attack with based on that attribute. So, okay. Yeah, that's just bad logic, and I think it was... Well, I don't know. Was there a time when the only physically resistant monsters were non-elementally aligned? Because I feel like this happens to Snow Queens, too, but maybe nobody's noticed it because nobody's using the pumpkin bucket against Snow Queens.
I thought it was that for a long time, physical resistant monsters were always elementally aligned.
Oh. Wait, really?
I might be wrong.
The Chalk Dust Wraith is spooky.
Yeah.
Snow Queen. The Ghost Miner. What about the Ghost Miner?
Isn't he spooky?
I don't know. Okay, you know what? I think I can actually fix this. All right. If monster special is Fizz Resist and monster attribute is not... equal to null. So, if the monster has an attribute, then it's not going to pick the default. Okay. I'm going to see if I can get dev to test that while I'm talking here. Hey, comma, can anybody /dev check pumpkin buckets versus keg tanks? Luller skaters. now they're going to think I'm an idiot unless they're listening to the show. What's weird, though, is if they're listening to the show with, like, a little bit of a delay, they're going to see that and then be like, what the fuck is the matter with... Oh, ha ha ha! Because they'll think it's very funny. King Pickles says, hey, Jake, I have an idea. Force the combat versus the Crypt sub-boss undead when you get the item at the Choice Adventure. What?
Say it again?
Hey, Jake, I have an idea. Force the combat versus the Crypt sub-boss undead when you get the item at the Choice Adventure. But I don't want... I mean, I
Yeah, that...
I feel like if you want to farm Rusty Bonesaws, why not?
Yeah, plus, I mean, That'd be crazy artificial to always get the boss right after you get the thing you need to kill the boss with.
Also, the rusty bonesaw is a sex act that's kind of like the rusty trombone, only much more painful.
Yeah.
Went to high school with a guy named Rusty Trombone. not really. His name was Rusty. And I wouldn't say that I went to high school with him. I guess I would. I didn't actually know the guy, I guess. Lord Poopy Pants says, it would be neat if we could throw extra booze/food to Cerulean and Periwinkle and have them respond with a random comment in Yeti speak. What do Yetis talk like?
Probably like a grrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr It's got a lot of G's and R's and O's and A's in it.
BlizzBob says, how does one really use a mojo filter? Does it go over the mouth? I always imagine that you'd take your mojo out, strain it through the filter, and then put it back in.
Yeah.
It's kind of like dialysis for your...
for your mojo.
For your mojo, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds logical.
BlizzBob says, why did the Dragon Balls on the Lamzor Noob's hat remind me of the little Jewy curl thingies?
You know,
I think that's actually what they call them, little Jewy curls.
I've always felt exactly the same
way
about that.
Yeah, it does look very orthodox. Except for the, you know, giant balls.
Yeah.
That was kind of a strange joke, too. Scully's conceptualizing of enemies has come a long way, I think. That was among the first content that he wrote.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my keychain beeped at me.
Did your gourd shit himself again?
No, I got a letter. Probably has either
a snake or some poop.
Yeah.
I can't believe you're still messing with that thing. Like,
it nearly died on the day I went to get that car. I came back and it had zero health and zero happiness, 3 wads of poop on the ground, and a skull floating over its head.
I think I can stay like that for quite a while before. Mine only ever got that way a couple of times. Little did I know, it was just slowly dying from
fatness.
Fatness. Diesel says, why aren't gift shop items affected by the 5-finger discount from the Travolta trousers? I meant more of the packages in the back, because I know the stuff up front does. It's a service, not a product.
Yeah.
You
can't really steal somebody mailing a package for you. I'm not sure how that would work.
Yeah. Glebe says, woo, Twilight Heroes has gone beta. Yes. Shbrad says, I can't wear t-shirts at my job. Can you make a KLL necktie? No.
We could do what would be neat, actually, would be a KLL polo shirt with a little embroidered sword and martini guy on it.
I don't know who would wear that.
I bet a ton of geeks would wear that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, a bunch of them have, like, a ton of people with, like, IT jobs and stuff where they have to wear a polo shirt or whatever would buy that.
Huh. It could have a little embroidered sword and martini guy, and then underneath it could say, fuck you.
Fuck you for making me wear a shirt like this, boss. Or a little saber-toothed lion embroidered on there. That'd be pretty cool, actually.
A little Garanimal.
Yeah.
Bugbear.
Man, Garanimal's rocked.
Oshkosh begod. Istanbul says, one of the hit messages for the shady pirate is, he hits you, but you lose yourself in the moment and dodge. So doesn't that mean he doesn't hit you? Or rather, that's one of the miss messages. And that makes perfect sense as a miss message, that he doesn't hit you. Maybe he was correcting himself.
Okay. I was going to say, where's the question in there?
Japalicious says, I'm about to fight Dr. Awkward, and before choosing War, Sir, as Raw to begin the fight, I clicked on the skills pane and tried to up my MP with a Monsieur Bubble. I then got redirected to a blank white screen. Bug? No, well, something...
there is something weird about the skills page where it doesn't redirect you to fight because of a change that had to be made because of the quick skills thing. So the skills page is the only thing that you can attempt to load when you're stuck in a fight or in a choice adventure, but it doesn't actually do anything when you do it, and I don't really understand why it just dumps to a blank page instead of redirecting you to wherever it needs to send you, because you... Maybe trying to use a skill gives you the blank page, not... Yeah, that's it. It'll let you load the skills page, but it really shouldn't. And the reason it does that is because it needs to be able to load the skills page to get the quick skills dump to go in the top pane. Yeah. Missing No says, do spooky surprise eggs count toward that one trophy? Huh.
Doesn't that trophy... Isn't the picture for that trophy specifically of a lucky egg?
Yeah.
So there you go.
So no. Werebear says, God, Jick, I wish you weren't such a bastard to the Jewish people, as your jewel-eyed wizard hat seems to signify. No way, they're awesome. Jews are awesome. That's why one of the awesomest items in the game is accidentally possible to interpret in a way that signifies their name. Burnt Ketchup 5 says, Zomg, I love the new holiday. You guys have outdone yourselves again. Aw, shucks.
You're welcome.
I was all Scully and Riff. All I did was spend, like, 3 hours shrinking down game art and putting it on little platforms to make...
I didn't... It was mostly Scully. I went through and did, like... I tweaked his item messages a little bit here and there, and, I made the initial list of what was going to be in the eggs, but that was about it. He turned those... He did, like, all 64 of those descriptions in, like, a couple of hours.
Yeah. Sometimes you get on a roll.
Yeah.
The oyster eggs were probably the longest just set of descriptions that I wrote at a stretch. The sad thing is, Burnt Catcher 5 says, with the spooky surprise egg, the lucky surprise eggs will rarely be used.
There will always be new people.
Bugbear, he says, Radio Bugbear should, his tattoo should be the Bugbear tattoo, his familiar should be the Bugbear Shaman, and his favorite food should be the gingerbread Bugbear. He's no cannibal. The Tortellini says, heard your idea regarding having hot chick images of all the female monsters in the game for when someone is wearing beer goggles. Here's something. Why not 4 or 5 versions that rotate so you don't have to draw a unique one every time you add a new monster? Also, in the interest of gender parity, you should probably have a few hot guys that the male monsters can become when you're wearing beer goggles. You know, in your heart of heart, this beer goggles idea is golden, like a U-shaped hole in a mountain. That was a... it just did not occur to me to interpret that correctly.
Yeah, when you said it just now, it took me a little bit to remember what that meant, because I interpreted it wrong.
U-shaped.
Yeah.
Doesn't... Yeah. Max Vance says, what is character limit of the item name field? I must have been on Jeopardy when I sent that question, because I forgot the. Huh. Is there a category on Jeopardy that requires you to forget about the band the in order to answer any of the questions?
The who?
No. Guess who? I must have been on Jeopardy. Maybe Jeopardy is a drug that makes you sound like Boris from Bullwinkle. What is character limit of item name field? I don't remember. Let's check, shall we? I think McPhee's Grimoire of Hilarious Item Summoning is the longest one, but... Oh, this fucking mouse is driving me crazy. It's, like, every couple of minutes, it doesn't just shoot to one corner, it just randomly starts darting around the screen. As though I went...
blah, blah, blah.
Whoa.
And I did the blah, 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 so that the listening audience at home
would make sense. Yeah.
Emotion, yeah.
that's really weird.
Looks like it's a Varchar 50.
Don't we have another mouse around that you can use?
Oh, probably.
There's got to be like three in the bub's ass.
And somebody said, somebody says that he was a Jew and offended by somebody in trade saying, selling Jew hats cheap. probably because he was afraid he was being undercut. They're good with money, those Jews. I never understood why you're not allowed to have positive racial stereotypes.
Like Asians being really good at math.
Yeah. And women being really good at sewing. Biospark says, you know, I've been wondering for a while now, what are these umbrellas made of that they make my martini both more magical and more intoxicating? Methylene dioxymethamphetamine. Right in the stick. Just dissolves into the drink. Smooth and deadly. Kiss from a Roz says, I know that some of the signs, pack rat, have never been figured out. How about a moon sign that gives you a 1% chance each day of getting a random item from your stock in Hank's? No. Because that sign wouldn't do anything in hardcore, and it would be... Yeah, no. Hotsy says, why do you have to be registered to view threads in the forum? Just to get us lurkers to register/log on? Are you monitoring our activities? I would not have thought you had to be registered in order to view threads, and I kind of don't want it to be that way, because I feel like that's gonna drive a lot of people away.
Oh, if they have to register before they can look, yeah. That's definitely, when I run into forums that are like that, I have a tendency to just say, you know, fuck it.
Yeah, I'm gonna talk to Elfrian and see if she did that on purpose, and if so or if not, ask her to fix it. Glebe says, which of the level 12 side quests are you the most/the least satisfied with?
I wish that the Our Lady of Perpetual Indecision thing was a little more content rich. Everything else I think worked out pretty well. I'm pretty satisfied with all of the subquests.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked the one that I had anything to do with.
Hey, which one was that?
The Son of a Beach.
Oh yeah, right. I'll tell you what I didn't like was any of the dozens of ideas for the way the level 12 quest was going to work that we came up with before we finally arrived at the way that it is. Because, man, we had some really fucking convoluted ideas.
Bits of paper all over the place with complicated diagrams, and
yep.
There was a lot of drinking in the pub made that finally come together.
Yep. I still have that big pile of notes. It's, I should scan it and put it online and say, see, most of our ideas are bad. Yeah, Occasional JD links to a screenshot of myface.com. Come on! And it's got a random poll feature on the front page. And this random poll was, do you want to kill a kitten and then rape it? And, you know, the options are yes, please, oh yes, 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 and no. In lowercase. The rest of the answers are in all caps. So I went to myface.com to see what the fuck. And there was a random poll on the front page of myface.com when I went to it, and it was a picture of some dude, and the poll was, which one of these is my phone number? And then a list of four phone numbers, one of which had too many digits. And then now the random poll it has assigned to me is another picture of a dude, and it says, did oo get on my app? Okay, it's MySpace, but it's basically if you were trying to
you know, solve the jumble in the Sunday paper, and the answer was MySpace. And the four options are yes, 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 and yes. This seems like a fantastic community.
Yeah, I'm fascinated by this, the idea of this site. I think I'm going to immediately not go there.
Are you a virgin? Oral don't count. Yes or no? That's a good poll. Am I cool? Yup. No. Never. Loser colon P. I'm gonna go two more. Seriously. What the fuck is this? Like, I didn't. Oh, now it's refusing to load for me. It must have decided that I had enough. let's see. Tomato Bob says, if it doesn't already, the V for Viva La Mask should confer a special chat effect on November 5th of each year. That was from before I actually rolled out the thingy. Simon M77 says, the V for Viva La Mask needs to randomly have a chat effect where it puts a V at the beginning of every word you type. That would be incredibly annoying.
Yeah, that'd be terrible.
Oh, damn it. Seriously, my face has gone down. I wonder if somebody started that site because of our conversation on the radio. I don't think so. XYM says, and I'm sure he's the first of many of these, so if the V for Viva La Mask is an accessory, how come the lich face, a mask, is actually a hat? Who are those sexy devils? Oh, who are those sexy devils modeling the black saber-tooth lion shirts? I thought that was part of the same question, but,
The lich face is not just the face, although it appears that way in the image. It's actually an entire head-covering mask, like one of those rubber Halloween masks, and that's why it's a hat.
I think the string is drawn on it, isn't it?
Yes. Inaccurately.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, the thing about the you know, Guy Fawkes mask is that you wear a hat with it if you have a Guy Fawkes costume. Crazy like a Guy Fawkes.
Maybe lich faces are worn on top of your head, and that's a chin strap.
There you go. Or an emperor. Or a, what are some
different
other
kinds of penguins?
Different kinds of penguins. Yeah.
Wow, we should go on $50,000 pyramid.
If, see, it'd be rough to play taboo, you know, if the word was emperor and, like, not a chin strap, but a, you know, and then people would be like, what the fuck? You guys are cheating. Okay, this random poll. How do I love the most? Chris Brown, Bow Wow, Ma Family, or Trey Songz?
God.
Every single one of these polls has had a picture of a black dude above it. That's a weird coincidence, I think. unless there's some sort of affirmative action in the polls, and there's do you think I look okay? Yes, no, a little bit, or no.
Wow.
I'm going to stop doing that now.
Yeah,
we'll
thanks.
Go back to it when we run out of questions, though.
Yeah. That's a threat, gang. So send in some questions.
The Divergenizer, a little ramble about how we shouldn't let Teleportitis send you to the tavern. Maybe you shouldn't use Teleportitis when you're drunk. TechSmurf says, two totally unrelated points. The sticky hands effect doesn't do anything. Also, a lot of the old familiars could be greatly improved so that people would actually use them. For example, the mosquito's minimum damage is 1, no matter what the weight is, and it would be a lot better as a function of the weight. The fuzzy dice currently, well, suck overall. A lot same with the balloon monkey. Does nothing before 10 pounds. Hogulus had an idea to make his attack stronger for each round it doesn't attack. Oh, that's kind of interesting, actually. I mean, the balloon monkey doing nothing before it's 10 pounds, that's just part of the balloon monkey, you know? Like, it's made more sense in a pre-ascension environment, but...
Yeah.
Sticky hands effect not doing anything, I don't know if that's true.
We could always go through and rebalance some of the familiars. We've got a lot of data on them since Marshall did his whole,
There's that other guy in the forums doing the 100% run with each familiar in order thing, too. So, yeah, it'd be interesting to compare.
Yeah.
I mean, the other thing is that they can't all be the best.
Oh, certainly.
Familiar. I mean, some
of them could be made to suck a little less frighteningly hard.
I guess that's true. Mr. Mongoose says, what are your views on RepBot and Grease Monkey scripts? RepBot would be great if you could trust it.
Yeah.
But it's just, any system like that is so easy to abuse.
Who reps the RepBot?
Right. That, yeah. And Grease Monkey scripts are cool.
Yeah, I have a couple myself.
GigaShadow555 said, why doesn't the War Hippie Fatigues work for the hippie shop? Because no way, man.
Because
they spit on you if you wear that shit, man.
Yeah, that's war, man. What is it good for?
Absolutely nothing.
Say it again.
Absolutely nothing. more Daft Punk references, please. I don't know anything about Daft Punk. I guess I didn't make a Daft Punk reference at one point.
Yeah.
I think it's in the Around the
somewhere.
World.
Yeah. I don't know. There's not a lot to refer to with Daft Punk.
I don't really know. Yeah. I think that's the only Daft Punk song I know.
There's probably something in the game that's described as being harder, better, faster, stronger.
Is that a Daft Punk?
Yeah.
Okay, I see. It's in the consume text for the Around the World. That's gonna have to be enough for you. Burnt Catcher 5 says, I have an idea for a new item. A rubber band ball. You get rubber bands and you can roll them up. It does more damage per rubber band. Huh. We'd have to make a version of it for each rubber band in order for it to really be... we can make like 1,000 new items. Always rubber band ball with one rubber band in it, rubber band ball with two rubber bands in it, and then we could, you know, have Scully write descriptions for
yeah, because I call not it on that one.
A Naked Jew says, Tatsuya wants to know, if someone made you lasagna, would you eat it? I have a really difficult time accepting baked goods from other people.
Really?
Yeah, like if somebody like sends cookies, I like...
Oh, well, yeah, like random stranger. Certainly.
Well, sure, but I mean, do we know someone?
Oh.
If someone made... I mean, if my wife made me lasagna, I would eat it. If my mom made me lasagna, I would eat it. If Zlyania made me lasagna, I would eat it. But if...
I guess if somebody sent us a box and it had a lasagna in it,
right.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't eat it.
It would be hasta lasagna. In fact, don't get any onion on your... Yeah, I mean... Yeah. Because what if it's... What if it's... Anthrax on ya. Bank of KOL says, does the new Dallas Shield have a hidden ability? I've been hearing rumors. Yeah, it decreases the drop rate of every other ultra rare. That's its hidden ability. Warlordian says, will there ever be a button for deposit all / take all items from your stash like there is for Hagnox? No, there won't. Hagnox is a cool name for like a metal band. Hagnox.
Yeah.
Burnt Ketchup 5 says, great job with the eggs. Do you guys think that people will use the Lucky Surprise eggs significantly less now? Eh. I don't know. I mean, I feel like people who are done with...
Yeah, I mean, I don't think people... When you've got your collection of the Lucky toys, then you're going to stop collecting them, whether or not we've got... And if you mean, like, people who use the Lucky ones for the abilities that the toys had, the new ones have completely different ones, so...
I mean, I don't know that anybody's really using them for the abilities. Old Ben Kenobi says, I wonder if he's related to Obi-Wan Kenobi. That was something funny in the Family Guy Star Wars. Obi-Wan Kenobi? I wonder if she's talking about old Obi-Wan Kenobi. I was wondering if you can make a new semi-rare encounter in Fernsworthy's Tower Ruins that might drop a single banana. Maybe once per run, like a towel? No. Noinam says, could there be a way to turn off the red letter V effect? Yes, unequip the V for Vivala Mask. Dr. Jones says, with all the new shirts rolled out after NS13, what about a digital one made from pixels? We already have one made from stars and lines, as well as from palm fronds and duct tape. Yeah, why didn't we do a pixel shirt?
I don't know. Maybe we couldn't think of one.
Some sort of tunic. A tunic?
Tunic? That crazy Middle Eastern video.
I don't
guy.
Think I ever
tunak,
saw.
Tunak, tune.
I don't think I ever saw.
Never heard that song? That's a good song.
Gretho says, could you add in some jokes from the Imagination Land episodes of South Park, a.k.a. the Kyle Sucks Cartman's Balls trilogy? I've only seen a few minutes of that trilogy, so no. I mean, if something funny happens. Hoggus points out the rubber band ball could just be one item, and then there'd be a flag for how many rubber bands you've piled up, but then it would have to be untradeable. And it would do, like, flag times one-tenth damage. I don't know, where would you get rubber bands?
I got nothing.
I wish I knew if there was, like, a website where you go to form a band, because then I'd be, like, from rubber, that website. But you could download their songs from Rubber iTunes.
Yeah.
Rubber iTunes? I hardly know. Also. Wow. Getting close to out of questions.
Okay. All right,
I'm going to take a longish song break here. Although, again, no songs queued up. What do I have for Fish? I'll play some Fish. Fish. Whoa, what did I just do? I think I broke some shit. Oh, that's a good long song. Like most Fish songs. Do I have any more Fish? Do I have any more Fiend? Oh man, we're gonna go see Ween on Sunday.
Cool.
Let's see. Whoa, weird. Okay, that's what was messed up. I had accidentally dragged... I accidentally dragged an MP3 into a web browser, and apparently what it does is spawn that little QuickTime web play... What? Huh? Song time. All right, we'll see you guys in like 12, 13 minutes. Mm-hmm.
the light from above could not reach.
I find wings of reason for self taking flight.
And upon yonder precipice saw her alight.
And glare back at me one last look of dismay.
As if she were the last one she thought I'd betray. Drawing quite close to the top of the shelf,
I struggled with destiny up on the ledge.
And gasped when defeated, he slipped off the edge.
Silence contagious in moments like these.
Consumed me and strengthened my will to appease.
A passion that sparked me one terrible night.
It shocked and persuaded my soul to ignite.
Silence contagious in moments like these.
Consume me and strengthen my will to appease.
The passion that sparked me one terrible night.
It shocked and persuaded my soul to ignite.
It shocked and persuaded my soul to ignite.
my poor heart again. You won't steal my poor heart again. You won't steal my tape recorder. I'll call the Lord and put you in the pen. You won't steal that thing again.
Didn't even know your name or what was your game. But the feeling things are sure about you to fame. I know a few so much, one of a kind. I'm saying if you're lame, your life will never be the same.
You won't steal my poor heart again. You won't steal my poor heart.
Simple in a jar,
mixing like the other girl.
Sadat.
Woot.
Actually, a significant number of questions. We weren't as out as I thought. Let's see. Gramp says, will the spooky surprise eggs be available on subsequent Halloweens, or was it a one-time thing? Oh man, it's an every-time thing, yo.
Not like cookies.
People thought it was going to be a... What?
Cookie Monster now says that cookies are a sometimes food.
I see. That's gay as shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure it's not Cookie Monster's fault that kids are obese.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Because he's been... I mean, really, kids weigh more now that he says that cookies are a sometimes food than they did back when we were kids, and he was a monster that ate nothing but fucking cookies, which is what... I mean, you know, I say it makes me sad that Sesame Street gets all politically correct, but they've always been very politically correct. I mean, I think that's how I learned not to hate black people, is, you know, the sort of abstract stories about how the black cube and the white cube have to work together to move the gray cube.
Well, and Gordon was a cool dude.
To kill the red cube. Hey, look, don't hate people who are different than you. Gang together to hate people who are different than all of you.
That's right.
Radar says, hey there, Jit and Co. I was just wondering if you've thought about maybe doing some more Kingdom-wide events besides Crimbo and the ones that happen when someone accidentally breaks the game. I really enjoyed some of the content from before, zombies, time travel, penguins, and I really like it when characters like the Don from Villa or Cristobal Colon come into chat. Is there any chance you guys will focus more on this sort of interactive storytelling in the future? I mean, the thing, you know, it's kind of neat when, well, okay. Nothing is better for us than a deadline. And there just are no real deadlines. And it sucks. You know, it's like... I guess, theoretically, as the boss, it's my job to create these deadlines. And then there is this deadline pressure because, you know, oh, I'll get in trouble with my boss if I don't, you know, get some stuff done before this deadline. But, like, I don't know.
Yeah, but who are you going to get in trouble with?
Yeah, exactly.
Your wife?
The American viewing public.
Yeah.
So, you know, the disasters are like, okay, we got to hurry and make this up to everybody because, you know, we would have more regular content updates if we were like a real company, and shit like that wouldn't happen if we were a real company. You know, this, I don't know. Maybe we need to actually hire somebody to light fires under our asses, like literally. like just some sort of, you know, we could see if there's anybody, any particularly promising students in like a community college arson classes. You know, you go talk to, you know.
We've got some ideas floating around that we would be good global event stuff.
I mean, maybe we ought to shoot for like a, you know, because Crimbo is coming up. I mean, and there is a new what day is Halloween?
Yesterday.
No, I mean, what day is Thanksgiving?
It is the Thursday between the 19th and the 25th.
Okay. So, like, 4 days after Halloween, there is a new KOL holiday that's not content-rich, but content-containing. But the thing about the one-time events, right, is they're really cool. They're a tremendous amount of work for you know, the benefit of a select few people at a specific time. And
yeah,
so
it's content that, I mean, it's neat stuff, but it's not reusable. And once it's gone, nobody gets to see it anymore.
But that said, you know, more padding for the Wikipedia article about us.
Yeah. Although I guess we could... we could have something that was like a recurring global event.
I mean, the holidays are sort of like that, you know.
Well, yeah, but something...
a larger scale, like an entire zone that was only available every month or something.
Yeah,
like,
or not even on a rigid schedule like that, but something that...
something like the Pickle Factory?
Well, I'm thinking something like if... like, it's based on a previous idea we've had that I don't want to talk about on the radio. But the quest where you have the option of doing this thing in one of several different ways, and once enough players have done it way Z, then it causes a global event.
Huh. That's interesting.
Yeah. Do you remember what I'm talking about?
No.
Okay, I'll have to tell you later.
Is it like a war?
No.
Is it like a...
it's like a horror thing?
War. I don't remember. Yeah, I don't remember. I thought we ended up saying that was going to be like the level 14 quest.
Yeah, but what I was thinking was it would be, but depending on the way there'd be different options for how you solve that quest, and over time once a certain number of players had chosen to solve it this one certain way, then that would cause this global event.
Huh. That's cool. You know, I wonder what would happen if we just added a level 14 quest.
Yeah.
You know, that was optional or even required.
I mean, since we're not planning to make all the changes anymore the way we did for NS13,
yeah,
we can go ahead and throw in NS14 and 15 because they're all it is adding another quest.
I mean, it would freeze the leaderboards again, right?
Yeah.
You know, and so do we then reform that, you know, do we make new sections of C, this player's ascension runs between NS13 and NS14. C, this player's, you know.
Yeah.
Although, honestly, I don't think anybody would have cared if we had an archive of leaderboards.
Think so?
Yeah. I mean, because, you know, and partly it's because of the whole we ruined the game and nobody's playing competitively now, but, like, you know, it's been 2 months. All of those runs would be gone now anyway.
Yeah.
And I guess for the people who have been competing in the first couple of months or, you know, I mean, and I don't know. I'm curious. I'm curious as to how people would feel if we just threw a level 14 quest in. There you go. Now we're working on the level 15 one. Kind of excited about the level 15 quest.
Is that the one with the... yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just used some sign language to give her a little reminder. GigaShadow555 says, who was named first of the pretentious artist in Doc Galactic? The real-life person or the character? I mean, Doc Galactic went by Doc Galactic before I made KOL. The pretentious artist was never called that until KOL. Mooshadi says, what about a Miley Cyrus reference? I heard her shows sell out in 15 minutes. Who wants to pay to see a teenage girl sing? Oh, wait, never mind.
Who?
If you hadn't said sing, I would have answered me. But, Owlish says, several times on the show you've said you won't add another character class because you really can't add a fourth stat. So why not a class that uses an average of all three stats as a main stat? I recommend the Wandering Tourist. No skills, can only be played in casual, unlocked after playing each of the classes at least once in non-casual core. Might have a camera. Yeah. I think adding a new class with no skills would not really make the people happy who want a new class. Everlast said, when do you receive the snazzy gift after donating through Amazon? Well, it's donating through Amazon is kind of a pain in the ass because they don't have any sort of API for developers to actually be able to interface with their... I honestly think that they just completely abandoned that whole Amazon buddy system donation thing.
Really?
Because it is just always broken. I don't think you can actually navigate to it anymore. And, yeah, it's fucking horrible. It is just the most worthless web application I've ever used. It's terrible. But yeah, you have to send a bug report with the transaction ID, and then Zly will verify the transaction and give you the Mr. A. So that's what happened. Axis Shadowbane said, can the amount of red Vs be toned down from the Item of the Month's chat effects? Now, you know, it'll be fine once the novelty wears off.
Just, you know, let people have their fun until they get bored of it, and it'll go away. Just like that sort of thing always does.
See, whereas Zortag says, there are two things this game needs more of. Vandal items like toilet paper, pies, bricks, hearts, and chat effects. Make more K-Fix buy. Yeah. Dude of the Country 14 says, wouldn't the new item be better as a hat rather than an accessory? Well, you know, balance and design of the sets of Mist, Muscle, and Mox items required it to be an accessory. It started out as, all right, this item of the month should be a muscle accessory, and then we ended up with the idea for the mask, and, you know, not... Yeah. Nikaju says, hooray for the new merchandise! Finally, a chance to give you guys money for material goods. And we are living in a material woods. Dive Vernon says, the critical bonuses that the Viva La Mask gives is a mechanic that I've wanted forever. Any more of that in the pipe? The mask and clockwork weapons are cool things. I do kind of like the weapons that do things on a crit.
Yeah.
The mechanic, you know. It got that kind of chance on hit thing from World of Warcraft, only it's a chance that you can actually augment. I found a really weird bug. Actually, Hogulus found a really weird bug, and then today I figured out why it was happening. The OK Lumberjack outfit was giving you a... It was giving you a critical hit multiplier that was equal to whatever the first enchantment number of the last piece of equipment you had equipped was. So, like... If you say equipped a tiny plastic naughty sorceress, you would have had a +100x crit in the OK Lumberjack oven. And it's been like that for I don't even know how long, probably like a year. And like, what the fuck? Like, it was only because of the testing on the Viva La Mask that Hogulus was like looking at the character readout and saying, like, wait a minute, when I put on this balaclava, my crit bonus goes up to 30. What the fuck? And I'm like, I tried it, and I'm like, oh, I can't duplicate it, and it was because I had some non-enchanted piece of equipment on it. Like, because I'd cut and paste the crit code from the code that gave you stuff, the effects from item enchantments, and I just didn't pay attention to it. So anyway, crazy. The OK Lumberjack, it's in the wiki as a +5x crit, so there must have been some just weird confluence of spading that caused people to conclude that. It's weird. Yeah, so the OK Lumberjack outfit now gives you a 2x chance of crit, which is what it was supposed to do.
That's awesome.
Fruitian says, V for Viva La Mask has made a pure win. Thanks, guys. Now don't nerf, please. We never nerfed a Mr. Store item.
Oh, but I was going to say, we could, because the enchantment we originally put on the Vorpal Blade was just like a crit bonus or something. We could instead make it like 500 damage on a critical hit.
Oh, sure, right. It could go snicker snack. It could actually give you a candy bar. Yeah. I heard you wanted a snicker snack. That'd be kind of cool, actually, if it gave you an item.
On
a critical. Yeah.
Maybe like a...
I'd give you a snicker snack. I mean, it would just be like a some kind
of... You could have a bunch of stuff that does that.
Scooby snack.
A potato gun.
Give you some tater tots.
Yeah.
On a critical hit against a monster of hot element, it should give you tater tots. Yeah. That's, I think somebody suggested that a long time ago, but... So, sure. We have to create a whole bunch of additional cosmetic enchantments, but, yeah, I'm down.
Yeah.
That's a good content. You know what that is? A content vector that we'll do one update where we give a bunch of stuff on critical stuff and then never touch it again. Because that's what we do with all of our mechanics. Dr. Jones has been taking his Mr. Magnifico pills. Simeon links us to a reason not to read Control-Alt-Delete.
Yeah. What is that? I guess I'll look it up.
What? I'm not going to read this. It's too long. Too long, didn't read. Vividox says, are you afraid that the V for Vivala mask is going to encourage excess fake hand and stasis abuses in an attempt to get infinite adventures? No. What if fake hands have to do with it? Oh, the minus one damage. Right, I forgot about that. You wouldn't get... You know, ultimately all we'd have to do is put some sort of daily limit on the number of extra turns you could get from it. And that's probably not a bad idea anyway, because we could put it at, like, 10, and that's, you know, several hundred turns worth by chance, right? So no normal, reasonable player would notice if we capped it at 10.
Yeah.
So that might be worth doing. It's weird, the sort of level of complexity that allows people to exploit things that we don't... The thing. Stuff.
Beef stew.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, okay, Everlast. You don't need to send 100 copies of the goddamn thing. You'll notice that you sent it, the first one you sent at 5:09 p.m. on a weekday, which is, you know, after Zly is at work. She's the one of us who has a regular job, so she goes home by 5. And so, you know what? She'll take care of it tomorrow. You do not have to send 10 copies. Just settle down, okay? Settle down. Sorry. You didn't get your Mr. A, but, you know, point one is that you could have used PayPal, and point two is that, you know, since it requires human intervention, it requires human patience. Jetchor says, basically suggesting that the tutorial tell you about the difference between melee and ranged weapons, which I don't know that needs to happen. I would say 99 and 100 new players, and occasionally some veteran players, are using a weapon type which is not helpful. I've seen over a dozen accordion thieves and disco bandits in the last month running around using a spooky stick as a weapon because they think it's better because of the power, which is not always the case. Well, I mean, the thing about KOL is that it is simple on the surface and rewards experimentation, so, I mean,
I could see putting that in, like, the docs somewhere.
I don't know. I mean, do we want a section in the docs that's like, oh, by the way, if you're using a ranged weapon, your moxie is used to determine your two-hit roll against the monster rather than your muscle. Like,
don't the docs have an explanation of what the three stats do?
I don't know. Maybe they have an explanation, then surely they mention ranged weapons. I don't know. Unless they just haven't been updated in forever. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how the
mechanics are updated. I do not want to add any more complexity to the tutorial at all.
Yeah.
Basically ever. I think that it's just fine the way that it is. Anikaju sends us There are two kinds of people in this world. People who grow up making fun of The Sign by Ace of Base without really listening to it, and people who've listened to it and know that it is the greatest song of our generation. And I am just converted. Because he finally saw The Sign. This is from that elephantiasis or elephantitis of the mind. Is it elephantitis?
That's how I have always said it, but I'm no longer sure that that's correct.
Elephantitis. Elephantiasis is a disease. Whoa. I think that this Wikipedia article has been the subject of some vandalism because it's got, like, no content. Also, Edgar Allan Poe is a homosexual. And he was fond of creamy cock Doritos. End of the Wumpa says, and this was a weird coincidence, I know you're a fan of Yahtzee's zero punctuation, but if you look through the rest of his site, fullyremblematic.com, it's all funny and well-written, but if nothing else, you should try the adventure games he made. 5 Days a Stranger is amazing. I actually just played through 5 Days a Stranger this afternoon.
Oh, wow.
I have to check that out. Then. Should have been working. Glebe says he was frozen in 1996 and thawed in 1999. It was 96. I just pretty much used a walkthrough to get through it, because as soon as I was at the point where, okay, well, now I have to walk all the way to the other end of this house to see what I missed, I was like, I just don't have the patience for. Glebe says, remember Gadgeteers before their awesome combat skill got nerfed? I guess I didn't know that. Mushadi says, so what do you have to do to model KOL clothing? You have to know us.
Yeah. You have to be there when we need a photograph and Hot Stuff has his camera.
Reverend Noodleyson says, today is my third KOL anniversary and I've not yet received my gift. Could you check to see if something is wrong? It needs exactly 365 times 3 days to have passed since the second that you created your account. So give it till tomorrow. Oh. Punicron says, now that we have the Viva La Mask and the Dependence Day stuff, why does playing cards with famous dead guys in Valhalla still talk about Frank Bibola?
Oh.
Well, because
whoever you're talking to at that point doesn't know how to spell it?
I think it's actually Frank Bibola that you're talking to.
Oh. Maybe that's an... And, well, it can't be Frank that you're talking to, because he's still alive.
Is he, though?
Well, maybe it's a mystery.
Also, it totally says Vivala when you play cards with dead guys. And we have always been at war with Oceania. Or Eurasia. Who are we at war with?
I don't know, pick one. They're basically the same.
Mushadi says, I've gotten some friends to play KOL recently. In the go-to-the-store/market of the tutorial, they go to the actual store. Should this be changed, or are they just stupid? See, I didn't even want to link to the store in the game. We could change it to real-world store.
Yeah.
I guess that is kind of confusing. I mean, he says go to the market, though.
Oh, if he says go to the market, then I think that's definitely not...
I think he says go to the market.
Yeah, I think that's their fault.
Jetor says, going on your comments about the pumpkin bucket, I have definitely used the pumpkin bucket with the Snow Queen and never had a problem. Huh. Diabolico says, after hearing about the black saber-tooth lime shirt models, I skipped over to the store and, wow, your wife really is hot. Damn right. Naked Jew says, my face is a Stephen Colbert joke that someone made into a site. And then, two, I know who must own my face. Donnell Hicks. Those polls are so his style. Yeah, let's check another one. I keep going. Glebe says, now that Insider is back in the game, please put in a trophy for... Oh, yeah. Preenyqueezer says, okay, so I guess I'll throw that lasagna and the cake away. How do you feel about fried foods from strangers? And Mojo Tech suggests a Tomb Clank to go with the Tomb Ratchet. Tatsuya says, is there ever going to be a dragon familiar? No.
I think we basically have a rule of no dragons.
What?
Has that not been previously stated?
No, I always wanted to put in the frog-breathing dragon, but never got
That's
around to it.
That's the first I've ever heard of that.
I don't know. Naked Jew sends a link to a site called Indie Tits.
I've heard of that. I don't remember what it is, though.
It looks like a webcomic. Is my face cute? Hell yeah, all day, lightweight, or both one and two. I don't understand urban people. Duff Killian says, I got this as soon as you said all of the MyFace polls were posted by black people. And then as they poll, how stupid are black people? Maybe that one was posted by Klansmen. Christ. Yeah, this is seriously... it's like a wound I can't stop picking at. Bluff Bluff the Stupid Ogre says, why doesn't the ghost spit out the tiny plastic figurine when it eats a surprise egg like the hobo does with the tiny plastic sword? Because, I mean, it doesn't spit out toys with lucky surprise eggs either, so no reason to expect it to do this. Glebe says, the pixel shirt should be a tanuki suit. Isn't that... there was something weird about the tanuki. The tanuki always has giant balls?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It has elephantiasis or elephantitis. Elephantitis in Wikipedia redirects to elephantiasis.
Huh.
I don't know. Preenyqueezer says, rubber bands come from the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, etc. Those would be British bands. Glebe says, we should put a poll on my face that says, do you want to write, make bets, and make other Artie's dreams come true? And, her pussy sweat like Katie Dots. I mean, that's funnier if it's candy, but I can't bring myself to correct it for him. Fifor says, hey there, a few things about the current item of the month. Firstly, it rocks. Secondly, it seems to mess with links where there's a V after an A or similar, which isn't so great. Or after a question mark or similar, which is, yeah, that... Regular expressions are fucking madness. They're madness, and I'm not surprised when they don't work. Jer the Red says, Scully had a somewhat differing opinion on whether or not the NPZR should be nerfed. Any more thoughts? I don't know
what his opinion was.
That it didn't need to be nerfed.
Yeah.
And I think that his... I don't know. I should listen to that show. I should get a copy of that show and put it on the shit. Blizzbob says, please stop calling me Blizzbob and or Blitzbob and or Billsbob. It's BLZ Bob, also not BLZ Bob. Whatever. Sailor Bowser says, with the introduction of Norbert to the Nomad's Camp, there are now optional quests for Moxie and Muscle Zodiac signs. Any chance that the Mist signs will be getting something similar in the future? And how?
Ooh, boy.
Prestige said, I remember there was once talk of a clan raid dungeon idea. I want to team up with my clan and kill a boss.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we really ought to do that.
Yeah.
AkAkAk47 says, Guitar Hero 3 is the most amazing game ever made, but I has it for the Wii. Also, Lunbox. I don't know what that means. Evan says, so how's the Cove rewrite coming? I haven't heard anything about it recently, and I'm hoping it hasn't been forgotten. Scully's chugging right along on a lot of the textual content for the normal zones in there, and Riff and I were talking about this thing that we're trying to do that we're slowly zeroing in on a satisfying solution for. It's just going. Gleeb says, OMG to crit. Haha.
Is it C? Asian?
A naked. I get more crits than Asian porn. A naked Jew says, "Why is Riff's go-to answer always beef stew?" It's because of that Homestar runner.
Yeah.
The Pwinner says, I always use PayPal, but end up having to send a bug report with a transaction code before I can get my Mr. A. Is there something I'm doing wrong, or what? I mean, maybe you're not letting it wait. Long enough. Sorry, I just stopped doing the show for a minute. I'm just going to stare off into space. Let's see what my face has to say about it. Oh, it's back to that, which one is my phone number? I want to fucking kick this guy in the face. It's what I want. Why would you do that? I mean,
why waste a perfectly getting, good URL?
You're getting... No, I mean, this guy with this poll. You're just getting people to call these numbers to try and get a hold of you, I guess, is the theory. So you're like, okay, best case scenario, somebody who sees me on the internet is going to annoy all of my friends by calling and be like, is this it? And they'll be like, what the fuck are you talking about? Also, it makes me sad that there's such a limited number of random polls. Did OJ or Michael Jackson do it? Yes, just OJ, just Michael, no. I think you're required to have four options on your polls. Or maybe it's, did Michael Jackson or OJ do IT? And I think they were a musician and a professional athlete, respectively. And, whoops. Come on. Okay, so Duff Killigan, apparently, Alright, so Duff Killigan, in response to that, went into the Wikipedia article about elephantiasis and added to one of the paragraphs, also, Edgar Allan Poe was a homosexual. Anyway, like, that's fun. I don't want to encourage Wikipedia vandalism, but, like, come on. Oh, boy. Southwest says, if the counter for anniversary items really is 365 days times X years, won't leap years throw that out? And I totally meant throw there. Oops. Yeah, I mean, it'll throw it off. I don't know that it will throw it out. So, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Okay, so we did run out of questions. XYM says, perhaps a recurring event that occurs once per KOL year that isn't a holiday. Maybe an astronomical event, like a meteor shower. It could vary by a few days, plus or minus. Lislar sends us a link to adultsheepfinder.com.
Great.
Yeah. Personal site for sheep. What do you think of me? Sexy, cute, pretty, ugly. What do you think of me? Hot with two T's, ugly, bangable, or forget about it? This is getting less fun the longer it goes on.
Yeah.
Halle Berry. Okay, who is sexier? Halle Berry, Gwen Stefani, spelled wrong, Ashanti, or J-Lo, which I think they meant J-Lo, but it's actually some sort of hybrid of Ja Rule and Jennifer Lopez. XYM says, have you guys heard of those exploding swamp frogs? It's both fascinating and disturbing to think about. Oh, XSmoodX says there's a sozzled old dragon in the Limerick dungeon.
Shucks.
BiscuitForce says, I collect shot glasses, but I'm hesitant to buy yours for some reason. Please act like a low-level salesman and convince me to buy them. Oh, man, I have so few hit points. And this class is worthless. I can't use heavy or light armor. I mean, I hate commerce. I don't know. I'm not gonna be. Oh, they're shot glasses, and they have KOL characters on it. You can look at the pictures, and that tells you everything there is to know about those shot glasses. They're not like extra big, and it's like an optical illusion or whatever. Like, they're six shot glasses, approximately the same size, and each of them has a character class name and picture on it. They alternate genders. There's a muscle and a moxie. You know, a muscle class that's female and one that's male, and, you know, same for Miss and Mox classes. There, you can use them to drink stuff. I own a set. I own two sets just like them. So, you know, yeah. This is I'm not just the owner of the company. I'm also a customer, although I did not pay for them because I didn't think there was any sense in paying tax a third time on the money. That would be really, it would be, yeah, I would be paying taxes three times on the same quantity of money if I bought something from the store. Really four times, because, okay, so I pay taxes on the money that comes into the company. I pay taxes on the money that's paid to me and my salary. I would then pay sales tax because I'm local as a consumer, and then I would pay sales tax, yeah. We don't charge people sales tax, so it's only three times and not four. Fruitian says, Twilight Heroes is great. Thanks for plugging it. It got me happily through rollover. Vividox says, new content should have more Penguin Mafia / storyline related stuff. That kind of stuff is the shit. Oh, yeah. Anyway, Biscuit Force, I don't know, man. If you collect shot glasses, it seems like you wouldn't be hesitant. If you collect shot glasses and play KOL, it seems like you wouldn't be hesitant to buy, yeah, KOL shot glasses.
That is the perfect combination for you.
Preenyqueezer says, remember back before the Wii came out when everybody thought it sounded too strange and nobody felt like they would call it a Wii? Whatever happened to that? Eh.
Yeah. People got used to it, I guess.
What are you going to do? I still think it was a terrible name.
Yeah. I'm indifferent.
And Naked Jew says, if you hire Donnell Hicks to write a new zone for KOL and then you implement it permanently, I will pay you $5,000. I don't think that you will actually pay us $5,000 to do that. And plus, I don't want to institutionalize making fun of Donnell Hicks. Southwest says, there's no new XKCD and it's throwing me off. Tomorrow is Friday, right? XMoodX asks if we could get the Mexican staring frog of southern Sri Lanka. Vividox says, do you still give out bug finder blades? Hardly ever, because there are hardly any bugs discovered that merit bug finder blades.
Yeah.
Or I should say, yes, we still give out bug finder blades, but only to crows. Because he's the only one that's found anything. Dr. Jones says, do you ever plan to switch the gender so we can have a full set of male characters and female characters on shot glasses? No.
It was such a pain getting them to use the right art the first time.
Anyway, it wasn't such a pain. It was a funny story. God, those were awful. They turned the disco bandit into like a librarian. They just gave her these giant round glasses. Good old Ronald McDonald. He didn't know from what we wanted. Let's see. Arak says, did you develop the game engine yourselves? Can you recommend a game engine? We don't really use an engine. It's the code is the game. It's kind of, I mean, I guess the code is the engine and the content in the database is the content, but there's content in code too, so. Radlad says, the Spooky Raven Manor shows 3 stories, but we only have access to 2. Will the 3rd story ever open up? No. I think that I was thinking that someday there might be, like, a belfry that you could get into. But it wouldn't be... I don't want to, like, make another, like, container document, another set of stairs for it, you know? And it's hard to draw in KOL style. It's hard to draw a trapdoor in the ceiling.
Yeah.
I guess in any sort of isometric perspective, it's hard to draw a trapdoor in the ceiling. I'm gonna see if a dead heart is ready and just beg off early here. A dead heart is always ready. I don't know why I even bothered to ask. You know, I'll go out on another fish song. You got anything you wanna add here at the end?
No.
No.
Goodbye. Talk to y'all later.
Alright. Good night. Good night, everybody. The hippies hated me because this was my favorite fish song. We'll see you. I'll probably Skype with Mr. Skullhead on Monday and do the show that way, and then Riff and I will see you Thursday. We'll be right back.
think it's time to leave it all behind. I try to find a way to put something I can't say, stay and stop.